God is ascended with jubilee, and the Lord with the sound of trumpet. Alleluia. Three times the sacred liturgy today quotes from Psalm 46, this triumphant psalm of jubilation and triumph. First in the introit, second in the Alleluia verse, and thirdly in the offertory. We are called today to rejoice. It may be that our Lord, in a sense, is going away, but it is his victory, and it is also our victory. And in the last analysis, of course, he has not left us orphans, and he promises and has sent the Holy Spirit and remains with us in his sacrament and in his word. But we celebrate today because it is the victory of Christ, Jesus Christ, who descended from the Father and humbled himself, was found in the form of man, and did not deem it robbery to be equaled with God, because he is God. He is the one who humbled himself and took the form of a slave. The mystery of Christmas is our joy, because Jesus is with us. He becomes Emmanuel, and he shares our nature. He takes upon himself our misery. And then at the end of his earthly sojourn, and after his victory over death through the resurrection, he ascends into heaven to sit at the right hand of his Father. He ascends with his body as a sign of his victory over sin and death. And for that, we rejoice. But we also rejoice because in Christ, in his victory, we are also raised up. When our Lord comes down, he brings his divinity, so to speak, and he shares himself with us and takes upon himself our human nature. And when he ascends into heaven, he ascends with our human nature. And so just as divinity came down, so humanity is raised up. And in the liturgical cycle and the sacraments to which we celebrate the liturgical cycle, and in all that represents, we share in the victory, ultimately, of Christ. And in the preface today, we hear this spoken of when it says, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples and in the sight of them all was taken up into heaven, that he might make us sharers in his divinity. And this reflects closely what we say every day, what the priest says every day in the Mass, when he mixes the water, blesses the water, and mixes it into the wine. O God, who in creating human nature didst wonderfully dignify it and hast still more wonderfully restored it, grant that by the mystery of this water and wine we may become partakers of his divine nature, who deigned to become a partaker in our human nature, even Jesus Christ our Lord. And so that's really what we celebrate today, both the victory of Christ and our own victory, which we continue to struggle through. The victory is not definitively ours. It is ours in the sense that we are baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus. We receive his resurrected body. We know the fullness of the truth. We have everything at our access, and we know that the power of God and his love is greater than Satan and sin, and that ultimately he keeps his promises, even in the face of the lies and temptations that Satan sends our way. And yet the battle is not fully concluded in our own lives. And so as we reflect on these things and we meditate on our Lord's own ascension, with the exhortation of the Holy Mass, we are called to lift up our hearts and to offer them to our Heavenly Father, realizing that the closer we stay to Jesus, the greater confidence that we have in His victory, the more fully we share in it in our own lives. Psalm 46, God has ascended with jubilation and the Lord with the sound of trumpet, was a battle hymn among the Israelites, and it reflects the fact that when the Israelites went into battle, they carried the Ark of the Covenant before them, and the sign of God's glory, his glory cloud, the pillar of cloud, went before them. And so they rejoiced going into battle because they knew the victory was theirs as long as they kept their trust in God and were faithful to Him. Our Lord is a warrior, and the Lord is His name, and He is victorious. And if we only have confidence in Him and realize that while we are challenged in our faith and sometimes feel as though the Lord is far away, He allows these things to happen for a reason, and we celebrate that reason. We experience it in a solemn way today as we celebrate the feast of our Lord's ascension, because He has not left us orphans. He has really, in the last analysis, not gone away, but He has been victorious, and the sign of His victory at the right hand of His Father is the guarantee of our own victory, if only we place our faith in Him and our hope in Him and love Him with all our hearts.